Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Tanya Bastianich Manwali.
Thank you.
Yes.
You say that beautifully.
Well, it comes out like a song.
Oh,
I think
Italian
we need to put
song.
A rhythm to that. We do. Italian, any? A little bit?
A little bit.
Really?
It's a chopping rhythm if you're going to put something to it.
I like it. I think we need that in the kitchen.
Music. Oh, music and wine. It's definitely a requirement in the kitchen.
Well, and for any Berg Vivant interview, you know, typically we have our Berg Vivant martinis, but today we have some samplings of Bastianich wine.
That's right, our Friulano.
How appropriate here in Lydia's Pittsburgh. It's always such a treat to come here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We love being here. I think Pittsburgh is a phenomenal city.
It's a big food city.
Yes. Oh, definitely. And new restaurants popping up every day,
yeah.
Every minute.
What do you think of the food scene here? Do you get out much?
I do. When I come down, I try and see what's going on for personal and business purposes. But I think it's in the past year, I've seen really a lot of things opening up. Mm. I don't know, you know, sort of what the success rate is or isn't, but I think that it's really alive. Mm.
Now, we had Mama Bastianich,
yes.
Lydia, on the show last
year.
We had a delight chatting with her. She was promoting a book at the time, the Common Sense cooking book, which I believe you had a hand in.
Yes, I write her books with Lydia, and this is the first book, Healthy Pasta with Joe. But yes, Common Sense is very Lydia, because she does things, and it's really just common sense.
So we've got the Bastianich food and wine empire.
No.
We've got yourself,
Lydia,
we've got Joe. What's it like cooking in the kitchen with all these personalities?
Oh, we're never in the kitchen all together.
That would be tough.
But, you know, it's great working with your family. First of all, you all really have the same goal, right?
Right.
And you really believe in your brand because it's your family name. Joe and I had a blast doing this book, promoting this book. You know, we haven't been together this much since we were kids, and it's been a load of fun. Really.
So working on a book together might be a little more feasible than working in the kitchen together
Definitely.
So what we're going to chat about is Healthy Pasta, the sexy, skinny, and smart way to eat your favorite food.
Yeah.
Now, thank you for writing a book on this, really, because that's what everybody thinks about. Carbs have been so maligned lately.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're not the only one. I think people are responding so positively because, you know, they're saying, well, what, I can eat pasta? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been told, you know, don't eat any carbs. And there, you know, if you think about Italy, people eat pasta there every day. They look fabulous. They have none of the obesity problems.
Do you remember Sophia Loren's famous quote?
That's right.
Everything you see, I owe to spaghetti.
And she's right. She's right, because it depends how you cook it and how you... We like to say, you know, put a condiment to the pasta. In America, pasta is really oversauced, and it's oversauced with heavy, laden sauces.
Yeah.
So if you consider cooking pasta like tossing salad, so you have your pasta and you have your skillet sauce generally, if it's not a baked pasta, and you mix them together in the skillet. It's kind of like dressing pasta.
Yes. Rather than just kind of heaping it together at the end.
Or, you know, the worst is when you see people who have a plate of pasta and they just plop the sauce on top.
Mm.
I mean, then you have white pasta underneath with sauce on top. That's very un-Italian. Nobody would ever do that in Italy.
Now, what do you think about, I guess now we see a lot of alternate pastas, like the wheat, the whole grain,
mm-hmm.
versus kind of the standard...
I'm all for it. I think that, you know, you have to eat what you like. Of course, there are people with celiac disease, so that's a gluten-free issue. And this book has a recipe that you can cook at home, make your own gluten-free pasta. When you cook it, you have to watch it a little carefully because it goes from being undercooked to falling apart in the pot. So you have to pay a lot of attention to gluten-free pasta.
Right.
I am a big proponent of, if you're going to buy durum wheat pasta, buy a good quality quality durum wheat pasta. And what do I mean by that? I mean, spend an extra 25 cents a box. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for, because if you read the side of the box, the more protein the pasta has, the better quality durum wheat was used, and the more protein you get in your pasta.
We need to think about it a little more, I imagine this book will help us with that.
Yes.
Now, one thing that I am really curious about, if you're on any kind of a diet, you may as well forget about Alfredo. Is there any way to do it? Is there any way?
You know, there's not. I have to say, you know, that carbonara, you know, I mean, you could try, but it's really not going to be good. And you can, you know, I mean, if you wanted to use a lighter milk as opposed to a cream, but you just won't get, it's not worth it. I mean, if you're going to eat Alfredo carbonara, just eat Alfredo carbonara. And then the next day, go do something different.
The Bastianich family knows how to do a cookbook. I mean, I just look at the pictures.
Thank you.
I'm going to read this before I go to bed. And this is amazing.
And then you'll be hungry in
bed. Right.
Don't do it.
But you know, the presentation, I think, is a big part of any meal. And you have a fascinating background in art.
Yes, that's my first love.
I think a lot with your approach, art must coincide with cooking. And in the presentation, you know, with pasta especially, it's always tough because it kind of just comes out in the pan. I find presentation to be a little challenge for me when it comes to pasta.
Right.
What can I do to make my pasta look nice?
It's about loving your pasta more. So, you know, when you eat with all your senses. You know, it's your taste, but it has to smell good, it has to look good. So how you present it is really important.
Right.
So instead of dumping the pasta out in a strainer, this is the first step, very important. It has nothing to do with plating yet, but it's important. Use a spider and spider it out, like a bamboo spider, and put it into the saute pan. And then fold it into the sauce you've cooked. So it all gets nicely coated, first of all. So now it's gonna all have the same sort of beautiful color and tone. So now you're one step ahead of having a nice plate of pasta. And then you ladle it out, or get yourself a cooking spoon and ladle it out and put it nicely in the bottom, and then put it around, and then take a paper towel and clean the edge of your towel. Now, if you have a long pasta, use tongs and twirl it so that you make like a little bird's nest. It looks beautiful and it keeps the heat of the pasta. So you do have to pay attention to how you plate, because you're going to present it to somebody, and that's part of eating.
I think what you've really just taught me is that loving my pasta really is loving myself.
Absolutely, and whoever you're cooking it for.
This is getting a little emotional. I don't know. This is wonderful.
But everybody loves pasta. That's the point of the book.
They do. And it's not something to be scared of when it comes to the carbohydrates and the calories. So this is one, and really, I flipped through this. Everything's very simple. It's something anybody can do.
Yes, and honestly, the slight changes in your cooking technique, you can apply to pastas you make that are not in this book. Mm. It's about adding smart fat. So using the oil at the end, using your cooking pasta water to cook, adding the cheeses at the end, and you know, use a good cheese to grate at the end, like Grana Padano. But if you're going to bake pasta, use the part skim mozzarella. It's going to save you, and nobody's going to know the difference. Trust me, nobody will know the difference.
I'm a cheese fiend.
Oh, I love cheese.
And you know what? This restaurant got me hooked on burrata.
Oh, burrata,
what can
is
I do?
Fantastic.
I know. Is it on the menu tonight?
It is, actually.
That's wonderful. Can I make burrata at home?
I think it's tough. I mean, it's tough. It's like making mozzarella. It's certainly an exertion in cheese making.
But no, my love of burrata I owe to Lydia's Pittsburgh. I was at another dinner we had that it was just phenomenal. I can't stop talking about it. Every time I talk about Italian food, I'm like, have you tried the burrata? Get down to Lydia's.
Need to go to Puglia. That's the home of burrata.
Oh, yeah?
It's the heel of the boot of Italy. That's where burrata comes from.
Yeah, I imagine you travel a lot. Do you?
I do, yeah.
Are you finding anything new? I mean, how are you inspired when it comes to coming up with a recipe or writing one down?
For me, Italian food is about the ingredients. Mm. And so I'm inspired when it's really authentic. Mm. And then you can make it for modern living. That's a little bit about this book, right? So it's about eating something authentic, Italian pasta, but you're not going to make lasagna bolognese. A, who has the time all the time? B, you can't eat like that. Now, if somebody put one in front of me, you better be sure I'm going to eat it, because it took a lot of effort and it's delicious.
I'm with you.
But for modern living, you can't eat like that all the time.
Yeah,
so that's what I find thrilling when I go to Italy. I find those really authentic products, and their taste is so pure. But if you can use them in a modern way without destroying or disrupting the actual authentic flavor, then that is exciting.
Now, for a healthy, balanced diet, how many times a week can we get away with pasta?
Oh, well, the Italians would tell you every night. I would say, though, you could probably easily eat pasta 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
Yes,
if you
absolutely.
Do it sensibly, if you do it right, which we can learn all about in Healthy Pasta. The sexy, skinny, and smart way. Now, that's a brilliant tag.
Thank you.
Because pasta can be sexy. I mean, again, Sophia Loren, hello.
Oh, yes, right? But that's the thing. If you eat a really satiating plate of pasta and you feel like you've satisfied yourself, then you feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. You ate something that was healthy, so you feel doubly good about
right,
yourself.
Right.
So you know what? You might feel a little sexy, and you're not going to be fat because you're eating well and you're eating smart. Although I like to tell my brother he's the sexy, I'm the smart, so there we go.
Well, hey, I don't know who made out better. That's probably,
no.
We can debate.
No, we're equally, into this.
Very good. Well, you know, I think that, we need carbs, don't we?
Yes, we definitely need carbs.
For healthy brain function.
And to fuel our energy. So my brother is a triathlete, actually, and that's part of the impetus for this book, is that he cooks pasta in a very healthy way to run or swim or bike or whatever he's doing. He did, Kona Ironman, so he's a real athlete. And you need that energy that pasta gives you, a good, not a quick sugar energy.
Right.
Real.
So we need, just to face it, we need pasta in our lives.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Can't
Except
live
that, number it. One. And healthy pasta can certainly help us find approaches to that. And you know what I find, too, is that coming to restaurants like Lydia's Pittsburgh, I get inspired of things that I can make at home. I mean, some of it I might not attempt because it's really labor intensive, but that's one thing that really inspires me, is when I'll go out to a restaurant and find something that's really great and I can say, I can do this at home, And this place has given me lots of great ideas
good.
For things I can
terrific.
Make. Oh, I've never had a bad meal here.
Oh, yeah. So what are you copying at home?
Well, burrata's out of the question.
That's hard.
But what if I had something, I think last fall, it was like an onion with, it was carved out like a little pumpkin, and it had this sweet shrimp in it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know
about?
Exactly what you're talking about. And you did that at home? That's not easy.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah.
It was presentation.
Right.
You see, when I cook,
it's lemon and pignoli?
I think so, but mine was a little, it was sweet. I remember that it was sweet. So I think I maybe, adjusted the, what the sauce was.
Right.
But the presentation is what clicked with me. I need an audience when I cook. I rarely ever cook for myself. But I love cooking for other people because that's what excites me about cooking. If I have that audience, I'll put shrimp in an onion.
Yeah. Too.
That's
part
it.
Of the table,
yes.
right? The whole experience.
Right. But now I have made pasta for myself, and now I think I might do it in a little more healthy style than I have before.
Well, so, and there are some recipes in there that when you make pasta, if you're cooking for yourself and you have some left over, you can make it the next day, save it in a frittata.
Now, see, those are the things we need to know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great because it's economical, it's reusing, kind of divides up the portion a little bit. Spaghetti primavera. Oh.
Well, then that's an easy one to do healthy. It's all vegetables.
It is. Yeah. This is a gem for the kitchen, I think, for anybody. We can find it on Amazon, yes?
Yes, any there, bookstore, Amazon, sure.
Healthy Pasta, the sexy, skinny, and smart way to eat your favorite food. Tanya, it has been a pleasure. We at Bird Vivant toast you.
Ching ching.
Ching ching. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.